AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The countdown toward a possible government default is on, and frictions between President Biden and House Republicans are raising alarms about whether the U.S. can sidestep a potential economic crisis. This is White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
It is something that should be done without conditions. We should not be negotiating around it. It is the duty, the basic duty of Congress to get that done.
The Treasury Department said in a letter to congressional leaders it started taking extraordinary measures as the government has brushed up against its legal borrowing capacity. An artificially imposed cap, the debt ceiling, has been increased roughly 80 times since the 1960s. Cambodian experts are training Ukrainian soldiers to help safely remove mines.
Wearing protective body armor, helmets, and visors, the group of 15 Ukrainians were guided along cleared routes in northwestern Cambodia by trainers with the Cambodian Mine Action Center. A mine is detonated in a controlled explosion in a nearby field. Captain Arseniy Dyachenko, who led the Ukrainian team, said the training so far has been quick and fast, but that they were learning good lessons.
It will be very helpful for clean our territory from Russian mines.
Cambodia is still littered with mines after three decades of war and internal conflicts that ended in 1998. With an estimated 4 to 6 million unexploded devices still uncleared. I'm Karen Chamas.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits reached a four-month low last week, a sign employers are holding on to their workers despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow the economy and tamp down inflation. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has decided to leave office. She became a global icon when taking office at the age of 37. Big losses across the board to start the day on Wall Street. This is AP News. Bunker apartments designed to withstand heavy artillery are being produced by entrepreneurs in Kharkiv in Ukraine. Increased Russian attacks have increased demand for private underground shelters. Project Skov is making self-contained units with full amenities: kitchen, stove, bathroom, and shower. Project founder Alexei Suslin says the shelter has an armored door. If there is an occupation, the door is one that needs to be blown up with explosives. Otherwise, the intruder will not be able to get in. Skova is shelter in English. Suslin says the idea came to him in the summer when work forced him to be apart from his family. Because they were afraid in Kharkiv, there was still such a difficult situation, shelling. So I thought, what do I need to do to have my family with me? And we decided to make such shelters. Production of one shelter will take about 2 months. The cost, about $60,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.